Joy Tactics.
Welcome aboard, passengers. Please fasten your seatbelts. We will be heading off now. Thank you for boarding the shuttle. And please have a good ride. That's the shuttle captain speaking. Now.
To space? To the moon?
Well, that's the question.
Where are we going to?
Am I taking on a space shuttle to the Mars? Am I taking you on a bus from uptown Chicago to downtown Chicago? Or am I taking you on a water shuttle around Venice, Italy? That's the interesting nature of the word shuttle.
Is that
or
you,
am
when
I
you
taking
get,
you on a badminton? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just happy to even be here. When there's a scenario like that, when the shuttle, they say, where are we going? We're going to space, we're going to Venice. I don't care. I'm on the shuttle. I'm cool. What an awesome situation for seating. Shuttle seating?
Yeah.
Shuttle, like a sprinter van, like a taxi, a bigger
cab. Hop in the shuttle,
cab.
Man. Let's go.
Yeah, I like that. It's an exciting seating arrangement.
You know what I like about shuttles is it's the in-between place, really. Liminal spaces of vehicles.
Right.
Shuttles.
Right. What do you guys think is the safety protocol that's going to... the safety speech if you're going to space in a shuttle? Like, what are they going to tell you?
I think it'll be more existential than safe.
Yeah, I feel
Hey, once you get out the atmosphere, you might be seeing things a little different. I've been doing this shuttle for 17 years, and it still breaks my brain every time we get up there. Please try to remain calm. Your perspectives, Jack, are about to change.
And you're wearing
that's
a
why
sexy
you
little
have
outfit,
a...
too, right?
Huh?
As And you're wearing a sexy little outfit, too, right? As the
I'm wearing fucking leather fucking jacket.
Wearing a fucking Nike
garters.
Swoosh strap-on.
Nike swoosh fucking strap on and SB Dunks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing, I'm smelling
wearing
extra, extra good.
Dumbfounded t-shirt, if you know the rapper. And guess what else? I would like this job because I think when people are having existential crises, couldn't you have grounding tools? Yeah.
Ah.
So you go, okay, how about this? Every time you start, every 10 minutes, you're going to be forced to eat an Oreo and watch an episode of Rocco's Modern Life to return you to the sensory of normalcy. So you're going to see a fucking asteroid, go 2 inches away from your head, eat an Oreo, watch Heffa. Then you're going to fucking go see somebody pass away due to gamma rays and the Van Allen radiation belt that no one can scientifically go past. No reason.
Oh, right.
Let's not get into that. Yeah. No reason. Yeah.
Man, taken out by gamma rays.
Gamma rays.
No thanks. No thanks.
No thanks.
You'd be so lucky, man.
Man.
You'd be
so
lucky.
Well, Eric seems to be like a little bit of a color difference between the two of us and you.
Well, I didn't get the fucking message. I guess there's a group chat between just you guys. Interesting.
Yeah, it's between us. Two guys and the whole rest of the world, aka China, bro. Because
happy Chinese New Year, the year
Chinese
of the red horse.
When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would say because I'm amazing. China, go here we are.
Okay, it's the fire horse associated with hard work, bravery, and resilience. That's obvious. Significant. The horse is known for being energetic, independent, and artistic. Hello, Joy Tactics.
Hello.
Wow.
This is going to be a good year, man. If this is the year of the red horse, the creative red horse, yeah. It's going to be a good fucking year, man.
The creative red horse.
Dude. It's tradition to give out red envelopes full of money. Why don't we start doing that with our earnings from the Patreon?
What?
That's what I'm fucking doing. Don't you realize?
Oh, do you have a red envelope? Oh! Whitney Biennial. Biennial.
I don't quite know what I'm holding. I think it's my girlfriend's nail.
So,
notice the red all around me? if you're a fucking nerd.
Of a union buster. Jack, does this ring a bell? Red stripe? I'd rather you beat me over the head with a red pipe. Red stripe?
Is that...
That was the
poem
against drinking alcohol.
Was that from the video you did with Daniel?
Yes.
Danny Katz Low.
Yes.
Dang, man. One of the place goers. Yeah. Dude.
You know, I met the red stripe guy.
What red stripe guy?
Kool-Aid
the red
man?
Stripe, the guy in the red stripe commercials.
Oh.
With the sash on.
Red stripe guy. I'm looking this up.
Leg lock. I'm going to put your shorty in a leg lock.
My restaurant where I worked at and got a picture with him in college.
When was this? In college?
In college.
That's Buck, Nate.
Oh, I like red stripe guy. Mm-hmm. Didn't you... You know who else is red stripe guy? Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
That was easy marketing. That's an easy marketing W for the red stripe team. Fucked up. Where's Waldo? Off
I like
three,
the way you say
three
easy.
Red stripes. Easy. Easy. So raise your hand if you had Korean food last night. You did?
Okay.
I'm so sorry I lied, bro.
Oh, man. Man, I thought
we
were about
to relate. You had?
Yes, I'd like you to.
Did you have any tteokbokki?
Yes, two forms of it.
An appetizer and a main? What do you mean two forms?
Well, we went to two Korean restaurants.
Did you have
kind of a bang
bang?
No, no.
Bibimbap?
No.
Kimchi?
Japchae?
No. Kimchi, yes.
What the fuck did you even eat? Daikon?
Yes, daikon. How about this? Soups. Three different styles of soups. Corn cheese. What do you think is better, corn cheese or elotes?
Don't make me pick.
I got elote. I have to go, bing, elotes at the voting booth. Elotes.
I'll just kill myself.
Don't talk like this, man. Not on the Year of the Horse episode.
Creative horse. Right.
You imagining you being really sad in that outfit, it makes me, it breaks my heart.
Dude. Well, guess what? That's what's happening, man. Behind closed doors, yeah. The rest of the day, I'm going to keep this outfit on and I'm going to go listen to the fucking, what's the saddest music in the world? Linkin Park.
Yeah. Linkin Park shuffled with Beethoven's more sad style songs. Yeah,
I
that's a recipe for a mental health crisis. Mozart. Okay, Mozart, Beethoven, or Eric Satie. Dun, 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 dun. This should be easy, guys.
Is Chopin an option?
Ah, Chopin. Oh, that's a little
Debussy?
Bit of Orson Welles. Ah,
Debussy?
Yes.
Debussy?
An option.
Why don't you guys come to New York, man?
What do you mean?
It's just weird.
I'm over that city. I'm over it. I don't think about it anymore. Ooh. It doesn't affect me. Damn.
I got Yankee
right.
fitted
Bad
on.
Sign. Ooh, Nate. Oh, bruh.
This is Debussy. I have a King Leopold. I have a new show.
What do you want?
This new song. I just have a new
what
song
do you want?
I'd like to show you, sir. I'm sorry. I've been toiling away. Can I show you my song? Nah. What was Debussy up to? Debussy. Really? I can't believe we haven't talked about this shit before. The Bussy?
We must have talked about that.
The Bussy. Was he one of those people who got famous after he died? You know, like, that makes me so sad for those artists and musicians who didn't get to soak it up.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser.
Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.